This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They're kind of old hat over here, bans on single-use plastic, mostly plastic bags. But they're also kind of hit or miss, right, depending on local jurisdictions. Over in the UK, the British government's just announced a much broader ban. Starting in October, single-use plastic items, things like trays and knives and forks, some kinds of cups and containers too, are going to be prohibited. That is welcome news for a London-based startup called Notpla. That is short for Not Plastic, which has come up with a new kind of biodegradable packaging and is looking to profit from it. Marketplace's Stephen Beard made a trip to the company's headquarters out in East London to have a look around.
There cannot be many companies that proudly display their key ingredient on the office wall when that ingredient is a slimy, slippery, and often smelly marine algae.
So here you've got example of some seaweed that we could use for our packaging.
Notpla's marketing manager, Margot Deguerre.
You've got the red seaweed, brown seaweed, and we are working with different species, a mix of different species, to create our packaging.
To be fair, the stuff hanging on the wall has been washed and dried, isn't slimy and doesn't smell. And before it's made into packaging, it is heavily processed in this workshop. As a material, it's plentiful, robust and pliable. And, says commercial director Tristan Kay, has one terrific advantage over plastic.
Seaweed has been around for billions of years, so nature recognises the structure and is able to break it down readily.
Usually in a matter of weeks. Plastic, on the other hand, can take centuries to decompose. The company is making a couple of basic products here in its small factory, seaweed-coated cardboard boxes for carry-out food and small sachets containing a drink, be it water, alcohol or fruit juice. And you don't throw the sachet away afterwards, you eat it.
It's perfectly okay to swallow this stuff.
Totally. Seaweed. It's really good for you.
Seaweed isn't the only alternative to plastic, of course. Another small British company is using palm leaves. Another is using bamboo. While Renuka Ramunajam, a designer based in Scotland, has hit on perhaps the most curious replacement material for plastic packaging.
Onions, or rather onion skins, should I say.
They're robust, she says, and onion skins contain all sorts of natural waxes that make them ideal for packaging and other properties that will help keep food fresh.
They have antimicrobial components in them and antioxidants, and that could be really helpful in helping reduce food waste. So for packaging, that could be absolutely huge.
She's still at the R&D stage, but reckons she'll have a prototype by the end of the year. Notpla and its seaweed products are much further along, with a staff of around 70, and says co-founder Rodrigo Garcia, paying customers in 8 different European countries. But is he claiming he's wrapped up the problem of plastic packaging?
Are you making a profit yet, Rodrigo, or are you still burning capital?
We are still burning capital. We are lucky enough that we have a network of investors who support our activities and support our growth and believe in us.
He's hoping to be making a profit within the next year and a half before he burns through what's left of his $19 million worth of capital. But ultimately, whether it's seaweed, onion skins, bamboo or palm leaves, alternative packaging has some way to go. According to the Earth Day environmental campaign, the world produced 580 billion plastic bottles in 2021 and last year used 5 trillion plastic bags. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.